AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Now, I'm Derek Dennis. He worked over the holiday weekend to help get a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Now President Biden says it's up to Congress to pass it to avoid default.
I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
The president speaking to reporters before leaving for his beach home in Delaware. Earlier, he took part in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns National Cemetery marking Memorial Day. He thanked the nation's service members and told those gathered at Arlington National Cemetery, "We must never forget." A search is on for two inmates who escaped from the Raymond Detention Center in Mississippi. Millions of travelers are headed home with the holiday weekend coming to an end. The TSA says it screened more than 2.7 million passengers at the nation's airports on Friday, the most in a year. This is ABC News. North Korean officials have notified neighboring Japan that it plans to launch a satellite in the coming days.
The launch window is said to stretch to June 11th, and Japan's Coast Guard has issued a safety warning for ships in the area due to the remote possibility of risks from falling debris. To launch a satellite into space, North Korea would have to use long-range missile technology, which is banned by UN Security Council resolutions. Past launches by Pyongyang of Earth observation satellites were seen by some as disguised missile tests. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be drained so he could retrieve his smartphone, which he had dropped while taking a selfie. The Times of India says the official dropped his Samsung smartphone in a dam in central India last week. The smartphone was eventually retrieved, but wouldn't even start because it was waterlogged. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Nair. Here's what you need to know. Home sales are down in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April are down 32.5% compared to last year, largely due to a lack of inventory. And that means it remains a seller's market, with buyers facing plenty of competition and high prices. In order to get back to a more balanced state, Wisconsin would have to add 21,000 listings, more than double the number that are currently for sale. If you're going to be visiting state parks in Wisconsin this weekend, you may want to stop at less popular destinations. The DNR says it's expecting big crowds over the long weekend at Devil's Lake State Park. Alternatives include Mirror Lake, Governor Dodge, Natural Bridge State Park, Pike Lake, and the Great Sauk Trail. I'm Jane Van Nair. This is Civic Media News.
This Memorial Day, we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. This message brought to you by the UPS Store in Green Bay, 1041 Main Street. The UPS Store for your shipping, packing, printing, and mailing needs. That's the UPS Store in De Pere.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripcast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1... Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is the Thursday, Memorial Day, Friday Eve, happy hour. And I'm so happy to announce, Dom, that we'll be doing a rerun tomorrow. So woo-hoo! Now, well, the audience isn't woohoo. And what about those that got to work on Friday? You know, in a full capacity without the benefit of live Devil's Advocates. Well, here's the deal. This hour, we're going to air the grievances prematurely, Friday Eve style.
Got to get it out.
Got to get it out right now. 844-967-2789. This weekend, nothing but Spotted Cow, Leinen Kugels, and burgers and brats. Or veggie burgers, whatever it is you do.
Don't forget your Captain and Cokes, Curdy.
But Tom, I've got a grievance brought to us by the fine producing stylings of Aaron Zommers. Aaron, you found a local congressman turned folk hero, Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. That's sort of the Fox Valley area. We play there on WISS and WGBW. I guess Gallagher's more Green Bay. But anyways, on to Grothman. Grothman apparently is bemoaning. He's got a grievance, Tom. White men just can't catch a break.
Oh, man. When are they going to catch a break?
To hear him say this aloud, I mean, this congressional testimony? Is he on the floor of the Congress here?
Yes, he is. Making sure to stick up for the white guys.
So at least he's standing up for you, Wisconsin's white dudes that might be in the federal judiciary. It's about judges, and there ain't enough white dudes. Play it for the people. Congressman, you always make us proud. Glenn Grothman from the state of Wisconsin.
A study was done a little while ago on the federal judiciary. I wish we had these studies for all other appointments by the Biden administration. And apparently his first 2 years, President Biden had appointed 97 federal judges. Of the 97 federal judges, I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, because I know President Biden wasn't heavy on appointing more white guys. 5 of the 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here.
When can non-gay white guys catch a break in America? I'm not sure which category Glenn Grothman puts himself in.
The federal judiciary is still largely white and male. As of 2022, 78% of Article III federal judges are white, while 70% are men, according to the American Bar Association. Only 4% of federal judges were black women.
That's far too many.
When are rich white people going to catch a break in this country?
Well, there's Congressman Glenn Grothman, one of Wisconsin's finest. Think he'll be out marching in a parade this weekend, shaking all the white male hands, Dom.
Shaking babies, kissing hands. Probably. Isn't that what they do?
Do you think he's a little bit racist?
I think he should be challenged. I think there should be someone running against him. Glenn Grothman. What an embarrassment.
Really?
Glenn Grothman? Glenn Grothman.
Well, I would point out.
Really, I had no idea, Curdy, until we started doing this show all those years ago. And I remember Glenn, we had some public hearing you and I went to right when we started out. And there's big, tall Glenn Grothman in the hallway. And we talked to him about whatever. I forget what the topic was at the time. But I thought to myself, man, this guy, you know, he's kind of like Ron Johnson. He's got this little twitch. Something's just not quite all together, perhaps socially with this cat. And so he'd come around here and there, but he's an odd duck. And of course, standing outside of abortion clinics and yelling at abortion, the things that he has said, wanting people want to work 7 days a week, this should be able to work, like those kinds of things that come out of his mouth. And of course, now just this, poor white men in the federal judiciary. I mean, 78% of the federal judges are white and 70% are men. I don't know that that's a accurate statistic to the entire population. You know what I mean? It seems a little heavy on the white male side, Glenn Grothman.
Wisconsin's sixth Dom starts in Mequon, runs up the freshwater coast up to like Manitowoc, and then cuts across, crosses 43, and then cuts south, and then goes over, dips the south side of Lake Winnebago. So Fond du Lac is in Glenn's district. Is Appleton? I think Appleton might be. Nina looks like it is. Your lake house is in Glenn Grothman's district.
Yeah, Green Lake, yes. Run against Glenn, for the love of God.
Well, declare yourself that your primary residence, yeah. And you could run against Glenn. You
there
graduate.
We go. There we go.
Your youngest is graduating, right?
Yes.
You're an empty nester. You could make a move of convenience out to the lake house full time, Dom. So you could move on to Washington, D.C. and serve us from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. You know, I wanted you to run for Alberta Darling's seat, and you talked big off air, but then never really did anything about it. Prayed for a viable candidate like Jody Habish-Senekin, and she came close.
Oh, she was so close.
But you got a radio platform, dude. You know, we could build you up for the next year and a half. We could make you look really good on the
radio.
Take
on Glenn.
Oh, compared to Glenn Grothman, you can't look good next to Glenn Grothman. Can you pledge not to say aloud on the House floor that you don't think there's enough white men serving in the judiciary? Would you make that pledge?
If you're not a gay white guy, you're not getting in the federal judiciary, according to Glenn Grothman. All right. So grievances, 844-967-2789. I'm taking a little day off early tomorrow, so get your grievances in today. But I want to reiterate, and perhaps we get to some of the Trump stories today as well, the conviction and now the sentencing of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. I know we mentioned this, want to get to a little detail on here. NBC News reporting that the founder, the head cheese, the one who brought everybody together and organized this Oath Keepers, because they're so down to keep their oaths and presumably what? To uphold the Constitution? Got sentenced to 18 years in the federal pen in connection with the January 6th attack. It's the longest sentence imposed on a January 6th defendant to date. In a politically charged speech in the courtroom before his sentencing, he called himself Stuart Rhodes. Called himself a political prisoner and said that when he talked about regime shames in a phone call with supporters earlier this week, he hopes that former President Donald Trump will win in 2024. Yeah, The judge disagreed that Rhodes had been locked up for politics, saying it was his actions that led to his criminal convictions. You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the Republic and to the very fabric of this democracy, the judge said before handing down the sentence. He was convicted of a seditious conspiracy in November, along with Kelly Meigs, a fellow Oath Keeper member, who was sentenced today also to 12 years in prison. They won't fear us until we come with rifles in hand, Rhodes wrote in a message ahead of the January 6th attack. After the attack, in a recording that was played in court during this trial, he said his only regret was they should have brought rifles. Wearing an orange jumpsuit on Thursday, Rhodes said he believed the only crime he committed was opposing those who are destroying our country. The judge told Rhodes that he was found guilty of seditious conspiracy, not because of your beliefs, not because you supported the other guy, not because Joe Biden is president right now, but because of the facts of the case and his actions before, during, and after January 6th. You are not a political prisoner, Mr. Rhodes. A couple other trials and convictions, well, some sentencing coming up as well. Rhodes took the stand in his case, saying the trial that the Oath members were stupid to storm the Capitol. He disagreed with those that went inside. Rhodes did not enter the building. Quote, I had no idea that any Oath Keeper was even thinking about going inside or would go inside. But the government also produced messages in which Rhodes said he thought that January 6th was the last opportunity to stop what he saw was a takeover of the government. Patriots, it was a long day, but a day when patriots began to stand. Stand now or kneel forever. Honor your oaths. Remember your legacy. 18 years, Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. Good luck, pal.
Dominic, I've got a little bit of coverage on the Glenn Grothman, the reporting originally from the Daily Beast. Congressman Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin, 6 CD, is angry that President Joe Biden did name more straight white men to the federal judiciary in his first 2 years in office, so much so that he actually complained about it on the House floor this week. We played the bite. I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, Grothman said. 5 of 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here, according to the reporter Eric Ubelacher. The federal judiciary is still largely white male. 78% of Article 3 federal judges white. Dom, you reported some of this. 70% are men. So that's still a pretty big percentage. Just 4% of federal judges were black women. Biden, who has been confirming new judges at a rapid pace, has sought to increase the diversity of the judiciary. In addition to racial diversity, he has sought professional diversity, relying less on the traditional candidate pool, consisting largely of prosecutors and white shoe law partners, and naming attorneys who work in public advocacy law, and especially, God forbid, Dom, public defenders. Grothman, as the former president called him for a while, and I think he started calling himself that. Grothman, who was first elected in 14 and represents the East Central Wisconsin communities, including Winnebago, Sheboygan, and Fond du Lac, has a lengthy history of controversies. In 2017, Grothman demanded cuts to college aid because poor students were, in his words, spending too much money on goodies and electronics. In 18, he defended President Donald Trump, calling African-American countries assholes by saying it was no worse than former President Obama inviting Al Sharpton to the White House. And earlier this year, Grothman posted an image that showed his office contains a flag associated with the sect of Christian nationalists tied to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's our Glenn Grothman, more devils.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to 4 times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa. It's Dad's turn to be celebrated at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa, Sunday, June 18th. Dad's received $10 rewards plays play after earning 25 slot points up to four times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustic will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of the 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustic, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustic. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Remembering our fallen heroes on Memorial Day, they're the reason we are free. Brought to you by Schlaefer Martin Memorials Green Bay. Memorializing your loved ones and reflecting the life and personality it commemorates. Schlaefer Martin Memorials, Belp Avenue, Green Bay. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible both days. Once again, lows level off around 52 tonight, high of 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing the grievances early today at 844-967-2789. Congressman Glenn Girlfriend, you are one of my grievances. Oh, let's get to the phones. Jake from MKE, you are up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for a while, but one of my grievances is, like, these Republican men and women throughout the rest of the state, they're just spineless. I mean, like, you're going to say, like, Robin Voss, like, hey, why don't you jump off this cliff and then just die, and then we'll win and everything will be good. And they're like, oh, okay, sure, Robin Voss. You know, I mean,
but
I know there's the
Republicans outstate don't do the will of the caucus master, the boss, well, then the threat, of course, is he will primary them. He will end their political careers.
Yeah, but don't they have any, like, what's it called? Like, what do they call it?
Was character?
It pride, honor, something like that. I mean, like, really, like, you Green Bay guys who want to give money to the Green Bay Packers and all this other stuff. It's like, you know, Republicans, like, I mean, I know it's gerrymandering, but I mean, you obviously can live with yourself being a spineless jellyfish, and jellyfish are way more, I have to say, evolutionary ahead of you guys because they've been living on this earth for much longer. I know because I've done evolutionary biology. But, you know, it's just like, you know, I was
Jake,
thinking about
come
it.
Come on,
thinking,
man. Like, don't you know everything is 6,000 years old? God made the jellyfish 6,000 years old.
Don't try to blind us with just science, Jake.
It's just really sad. It's like, you know, I mean, I'm a lefty, guys. Lefty more than most Democrats. And, you know, I have standards. And the standards are like, well, if you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. That's why Trudy, like, you know, there's a governor who probably hates your guts more than other Republicans, but you stand up for what you believe in. And Dom, do you even work? But that's cool. I want your life. anyways, I'm saying as
he does work, but he gives the appearance of a man that doesn't produce anything. He doesn't make anything.
Yeah,
he doesn't produce anything. Yet somehow he gets enriched for his efforts.
I know, and that's great, you know, but I know Dom has, you know, standards and stuff, you know.
I have standards, Jake, like, but they're a little low. Have you met my college roommate? Hey, thanks for the call, Jake. Always appreciate it.
I don't think it's the governor that hates me. I think the governor's chief of staff hates me.
Oh, okay.
Let's leave her name out of it for now.
I am wealthy with friends, Jake. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789, airing the grievances early on a Thursday.
You know why you don't have more money, Dom? Because you're not a politician into self-enriching. You know, it's getting pretty bad. The Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton.
Yes, that's this guy.
This guy's been under federal indictment for like 4, 5, 6 years.
Right. And he's the Attorney General? Isn't that something to do with the law?
The reelected Attorney General of the state of Texas. Republican, if you didn't know. Shocker.
Right.
Well, here's the shocking part. The Republican-led House committee said Mr. Paxton's abuses of office rose to the level of possible crimes that warranted an impeachment vote. They're trying to impeach the Attorney General of Texas, and it's the Republicans impeaching a Republican AG, Dom. My God, that's a show of character.
How bad does it have to be for the Republicans on this committee to recommend that
he's
Ken
pretty
Paxton
corrupt
be impeached? According to the New York Times committee, the recommendation thrusts the state capitol and its Republican leadership into uncharted political territory in the waning days of the legislative session, setting the stage for the House to vote on impeachment, its first in decades and one of the few ever conducted in the state's history. If impeached, Paxton, who has been under a separate criminal indictment since 2015.
8 years.
My math says 8 years, Crudy, would be required to step down from his post temporarily while facing trial in the state Senate. There's really no precedent. We've really only had two impeachments under the Constitution of 1876, said Mark Jones, a professor of political science at Rice University. Before the vote, the committee met in an executive session outside of public view. Overturning elections begins behind closed doors, Paxton said on a post on Twitter that included a video of a lawyer from his office arguing against impeachment to reporters in a nearly empty committee room while the committee's deliberations were underway. He didn't get inside the room. Yeah, wow, it's got to be bad when the Republicans of Texas are contemplating or suggesting the Republican Attorney General from Texas be impeached. That's bad.
Dom, we've got some speculation. I've been messaged how you actually make your living. It's being speculated. Does Dom live off the residuals from his past porn performance days?
my OnlyFans page, is that what it is? OnlyFans? I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
844-967-2789. I just know when you sign up, he sends you back double green stamps. Nick from St. Paul. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nick.
Well, thank you, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you all the time when I'm making dinner in St. Paul.
Excellent.
And I just
right on. Thank you, Nick.
I wanted to lighten it up a little bit and tell you, you had a show where you were asking people what are the most memorable concerts you were at. And I have to share this one. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm going to a concert, a band that I really like, the Electric Prunes. You remember those guys?
I do not.
No, man.
But, Nick, if this story has a point, tell it quickly, sir. Quicker, Nick.
Okay.
Oh, he's singing it. Maybe we can have our producer look for the Electric Prunes on the way back. Nick.
Okay.
But unfortunately, anyway, we got to go to break, man. Thanks for the call.
Hold
on. Listening. 844-967-2789. We love you, Nick, in St. Paul. We'll be right back. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News Now, I'm Derek Dennis. He worked over the holiday weekend to help get a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Now President Biden says it's up to Congress to pass it to avoid default.
I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
The president speaking to reporters before leaving for his beach home in Delaware. Earlier, he took part in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns National Cemetery, marking Memorial Day. He thanked the nation's service members and told those gathered at Arlington National Cemetery, "We must never forget." A search is on for two inmates who escaped from the Raymond Detention Center in Mississippi. Millions of travelers are headed home with the holiday weekend coming to an end. The TSA says it screened more than 2.7 million passengers at the nation's airports on Friday, the most in a year. This is ABC News.
The KreipsCast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County Board Member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. And so 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but three University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This Memorial Day salute has been brought to you by Bud Tussle. As we celebrate the liberty that we enjoy as Americans, let us remember the sacrifices that have made our liberty possible. Our freedoms have been won and defended at a dear cost. Join Bud Tussle in remembering our fallen heroes, even as we pray for those who are serving our country today. Bud Tussle. Keeping you connected to the world around you.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who've given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This message brought to you by Save Half Greeting Cards in Green Bay, featuring premium cards always 50% off and a wide selection of gifts for every person and every occasion. You'll always find more than you expect.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Friday Eve. That makes it Thursday, but we're going to take off Friday in deference to the Memorial Day holiday. So where are the grievances right now? And Dom, you know we keep this show moving forward, but I'm breaking all the rules. Nick just had one little point he wanted to make. It's even a positive point, I understand. And you talked right over him, Dom. You gave him no opportunity. Now, I would have let Nick walk himself face first right into the hard break. That glass door would have slammed right on his head. But I'd have given him the opportunity to bloody his nose. So I'm breaking all the rules. He's back. Nick from St. Paul, listening on KTNF or stream or Alexa or something. But Nick, you had a point to make, my friend.
Wow, Crudy, thank you.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm the good one. You tell people that.
Good cop, bad. Okay. I'm playing bad cop, better cop.
Depot.
I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead, man.
In downtown Minneapolis, Depot in downtown Minneapolis, they have three bands there. I go to see the electric prunes because I think the electric prunes are really cool, right? And I have no idea what the other two bands are. They happen to be Buffalo Springfield and Jefferson Airplane. And I'm
wow,
here,
dude.
Like a sophomore in high school, and I, hey, who else is playing? Some airplane thing and some Buffalo thing, whatever it is. And they just knocked my socks off. And the electric prune sucked, of course. And...
Nick, I've told the story on myself. I also chose poorly, like opening weekend of the Star Wars movie. I was having a birthday, and I instead opted for Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Oh,
as
bad.
A young child, my brother to this day has never forgiven the fact that we didn't see Star Wars for like 18 months after that.
I went to a Monkees concert wanting to hear the Monkees. Guess who the opening act was?
The Prunes?
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, no kidding. For the Monkees?
Yes, yes. Jimi Hendrix opened twice for the Monkees, once in Seattle and once in Minneapolis. And then he was taken off the tour because he blew everybody away.
Yeah, I would think, Nick.
That's a hard act to follow,
yeah,
okay.
Can you imagine, like, a lot of people went with their parents. You know, I went, you know, with some friends. I had a friend who could drive, but a lot of people went with their parents, and their parents were just like,
losing their mind, Nick.
Because this is 1967, just after Jimi Hendrix debuted at the Monterey Pop Festival. You know that film?
I am somewhat.
That's when he lit his guitar on fire.
About
why he lit his guitar on fire? Because
tripping?
They had there was a dispute between the Who and Jimi Hendrix in the hotel room before the concert, because they were trying to figure out who's going to follow who, because they were both kind of destructo acts, right? And they flipped the coin, and Jimi Hendrix lost. And that's why he lit his guitar on fire.
Sort of a take that. Hey, Nick, by the way, you talked about setting a guitar on fire. You also mentioned before the break you were cooking dinner. What's burning on the stove right now, man?
I'm grilling, some chicken kebabs.
You better turn them over, Nick.
Well, I haven't started it yet because I wanted to wait to talk to you before I did that.
Well, hey, that, in that regard.
Tell you guys,
yes, sir, go ahead.
I just want to tell you guys that just know that there's people like me out there that are listening to you guys that really appreciate you. You know, I'm in St. Paul, and I was turned on to you from AM 950. And but I just howl when I listen to you guys, and I'm making dinner, and you and Dom are just, you're just great. So thanks.
But remember, Nick, Dom would have left you in that last segment, cast you by the side of the road. When you're flipping those chicken kebabs, you think Crudy's the good one.
Thank you, Nick. Very, very kind. We do appreciate it. You guys saw all the good bands. Kuchka text, Kenny Loggins did a little stint in that band, the Electric Prunes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah,
I'm all right.
That's right.
You know, there is some sad news out of Minneapolis. I don't know when we make this announcement, Tom, but they're losing us as a live product.
What?
Yeah. We're losing the 5 o'clock hour in Minneapolis, KTNF. And don't pick on Chad and our friends up there at KTNF. They're making policy because they got to do what's best for their individual radio station. Our friend Robert Pilot will take the 5 o'clock slot. Native Roots Radio, I'm awake because there's a lot of commercial support in the marketplace for the indigenous product. They do a hell of a job. I haven't ever heard it described as the greatest radio show ever.
Well, you know, there's only one of those, and that's this show.
But you're going to have to learn the streaming habits, and we're still going to play out during the evening hours, but not in the live segment.
Yeah,
gotcha. You know how it goes, man. You got to do what you got to do in programming.
I know this
better than anybody. I mean, I was a little forlorn for like 2 minutes, and then I'm like, oh, Chad, do what you got to do, man. You know, make your audience in Minneapolis happy. And just know, we'll be here when you need us.
If you love something, you just got to let it go. If it comes back, then it's true love, baby.
844-967-2789. Our pal, Robert Pilot, his product will be moving in our market. And I understand there are compromises being made by both products. He'll go to later in the evening, 10 o'clock. And Maggie Dawn will be reintroduced across the Civic Media Network June 5th. Keep wanting to push it back till next year. It's happening soon. Summer rules,
real
man.
Real soon, man. June 5th coming. Like, it's like real soon.
Well, first we got to get through Memorial Day so Maggie can wear white, and then we'll introduce her on the radio. 844-967-2789. Won't happen tomorrow. We're taking off. You better call us today. Like Joan from Boaz. Welcome, Joan.
Oh, John.
John.
Hey, John.
It's John from Boaz, and thank you for the greatest radio show ever.
Well,
because we've had nothing like yours since I don't know when.
Since never, man. Greatest radio show ever means since never. You never had anything this great before, John. If we do bring it up in our own humble opinions.
I would like to say what my prediction is going to be. The Trump is going to win the politics. Then he's going to push the nuclear button. Or someone in the red countries are going to push the button first. And that's going to cause us to make it happen the second time, but bigger. Because he's so stupid.
He's so two-bit?
Stupid.
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 Stupid. He's two-bit and stupid, I would say, John.
John, certainly it's always a specter of destruction and chaos when we're talking about Trump. And I certainly hope that does not come to pass. But hopefully we have some, you know, safe measures in place for a chaos agent like Trump. And thankfully, he didn't get us into a war last time.
What, Mad Dog's coming out of retirement? What's your guardrails? If Trump got reelected, and you could say, and I would probably agree with you, oh, that's never going to happen. But that's what we said the first time around. And we dismissed the polling today from our pal, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling. Yesterday's a pollster extraordinaire in our happier happy hour. Today's dropping national polling that Joe Biden trails both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, trails by a handful, not in Wisconsin, but nationwide. Could happen.
That's pretty scary. Biden trails Trump by 5 percentage points, 52 to 47, and Biden trails DeSantis by 4, 52-48.
844-967-2789. Gordy.
Good news, Gordy, 1 second. Good news, margin of error, 3.7 points. Hey, Gordy.
Hey, Gordy.
Good news is Trump will never make it.
Never make it, what, back to the White House, to the Iowa caucuses?
He won't make it back to the White House.
No, but he's anyway, not the White House. He's going to the big house, baby.
Yeah, let us hope so. That would be a fine day. I'll have a
maybe he's going to the greenhouse to buy some flowers and some some vegetables from Kopke's greenhouse in the Oregon area.
Hey, I want to make a little plug for our upcoming weekend. Here is we have a fundraiser we do every Memorial Day weekend for the Badger Honor Flight, which sends our veterans. Right now, they're sending the Vietnam veterans to Washington D.C. to visit the monuments. And we do a little fundraiser on Sunday where we auction off some planters. And all 3 days I'll be at the grill. So if people want to stop by and say hi, We'll be grilling up brats, hot dogs, and we got beer, or no beer, excuse me, soda and chips. I'll be drinking the beer. And for whatever you want to donate, last year we had people donated $4,000 into our brat fund. And
wow, nice.
Between that and the auction, plant auction, we were able to send 27 of our heroes to Washington, D.C. And so stop out and see us. Even you, CJ, you're welcome to come out and put some money in the bucket.
Yeah, but what if he comes out, eats your brat, and then stiffs you, Gordy? Then what happens? Because he is CJ.
That would be a CJ move.
That would be a CJ move. A Gordy Kopke move is to do a fundraiser out of Kopke's greenhouse on behalf of the honor flights for the veterans out to D.C.
Yeah, very cool, Gordy.
Yeah, go see our pal, Gordy Kopke. Normally, it'd be up on the square here, but, of course, it's Memorial Day, and they do the fundraiser. I think I went out there 2 years ago, maybe before the year's starting to blend together, Don.
Strange.
I know I've
years.
Been out there, and Gordy was cooking brats. Brats.
Brats.
That is brats. It, what? Okay. We did this once before. On a Friday, I believe, going into one of our first Memorial Day shows, and we... lightened it up a little bit. We asked people, what are you cooking on the grill? Now, dude before was cooking chicken kebabs. You will never find those on my grill.
No,
I mean,
not?
Maybe for the missus, but not for Crudy.
Oh, no.
I'm not eating no chicken.
Not thick enough for your heart, man. You got to get some red meat up there. And hey, and don't pull the Scott Walker. Was it Scott Walker? Someone did the meat and the chicken on the same kebab, right? That's bad.
Why is that bad? Are you cross-pollinating the salmonella?
Yeah, man, no, you don't, yes.
Unless
exactly.
You're cooking everything to overly done. Because the chicken's got to cook through, but I don't like my steak medium seared. That's not my favorite.
Yeah, what is your favorite?
Steak's got to be a little, well, steak. You know, I'm going to put a steak on it.
Any particular cut? I mean, you look like a T-bone guy.
T-bone, T-bone. I think T-bone is the most underrated of all the steaks. T-bone is a flavorful steak. All you need to do is put some Lowry seasoning salt, put a T-bone on the grill, cook that bad boy up, and you got a nice steak going on there. I mean... Now, I said,
you're kind of a big fellow. You're more of a porterhouse guy, I would think.
Kurt. Oh, I like my porterhouses, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm, truth
ribeye?
Be known.
Ribeye? How about a ribeye?
Ribeye, a little fatty, even for fat Crudy. I mean, I like it.
That's why I thought you'd kill the ribeyes.
My son, I now have convinced him to go out and shop, and the other day brought home steaks for dinner. Sort of a non-good cut, like a fatty cut. And they seared them, but they were bright red in the middle. So, we cut them up sort of a stroganoff style thing.
Throw them back in the pan.
Yeah, we figured it out. We worked it out. But it involved steak. It's what's for dinner. Come back.
It always does with you, Michael.
More Devils advocates, more of your phone calls. Air some grievances. You ain't going to have us to kick around on Friday. So you better do it right now, 844-96-PARTY.
This Memorial Day, we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. This message brought to you by the UPS Store in Green Bay, 1041 Main Street. The UPS Store for your shipping, packing, printing, and mailing needs. That's the UPS Store in De Pere. This Memorial Day, we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. This message brought to you by the UPS Store in Green Bay, 1041 Main Street. The UPS Store for your shipping, packing, printing, and mailing needs. That's the UPS Store in De Pere. This Memorial Day, we remember those who've given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This message brought to you by Save Half Greeting Cards in Green Bay, featuring premium cards always 50% off and a wide selection of gifts for every person and every occasion. You'll always find more than you expect. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-09.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way.
That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Storms possible both days. Once again, lows level off around 52 tonight, high of 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Destination, monsieur. Monte Carlo.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Air the grievances. I got one, Curdy. The Hill reporting. The House leaves town with no debt ceiling deal.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. They got something to grill.
Without a deal. Without a deal, man. I thought this is terrible. This is consequential. We're gonna burn the economy, the whole world. Oh, let's go and hang out for 4 days and party. We'll get back to that next week. June 1st is like next week.
Aaron, I got to go back to the theme music coming back. Was that Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, or was that like Bambi's mother for the steak reference?
Oh no, it was Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Yeah,
right. Doesn't Bambi's father or mother or something get shot by a hunter?
Yeah, it's the mom. But yeah, you know, I just thought I would maybe rub it in a little bit that the opening music for Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo is a little bit less iconic than the Star Wars theme.
Great point. I was just thinking that. I mean, until I heard Monte Carlo, I was like, what is this? John Williams of Star Wars, that is, that cuts. I mean, what a glorious, I mean, I saw it in the theater like opening day. I mean, Star Wars, and I was so young. It was awesome, Curdy. I wish you could have been there.
Well, by the time I hit puberty, I did get to see Star Wars, but it was years later. Don't forget our boy, Joe Clayfish. He does his show, Raised in the Wisco. That goes off at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings. He's been off hunting. I spent some time recently with Joel. You know, he's got the greatest office. Joel Clayfish, you know, his day job. Between the gator thing, you know, he's got a gator place down in Florida. Gator hunting. You ever eat that gator? Good.
I've heard gator is good. I don't think I've ever had it, though.
Nor I. I got to be honest. And he's got like the gator skin briefcase. But between the gator hunts and the work on the Outdoor Network, and of course, his fine work here for Civic Media as the host of Raised in the Wisco, he's a lobbyist. And I went to his office. Yeah. He's right on Mifflin Street. Top of the building. He's got a balcony office thing. I said, dude, you could come out here and smoke weed. He's not our friend in that regard. You know what I mean? Sees things a little differently as a conservative. He said he smoked a few cigars out there. I said, invite me out and I'll break the place in for you, Joel.
Break it in for you, man. I'll get every room.
The whole window is full of the Wisconsin State Capitol. Like his entire view is the Capitol
view. That's a nice view. Yeah.
Oh, it's glorious.
Any dead animals hanging on the wall?
Oh, yeah. He's got a Bambi hanging on the wall. He's a hunter-fisher sort.
Yeah, man. I know. I got it.
And all the political big game. He's got lots of pictures with him, like him and W. Because let's not forget, Joel was a state lawmaker in his own regard. And, you know, when the presidentials would come to town, or people would be running a campaign, they'd come through and see the local dignitaries. And there's Joel. He's a little bit chubbier then. Chubby fella, younger.
Okay. He's less chubby now, I guess.
Well, he doesn't drink anymore.
Maybe you should try that.
Yeah, maybe. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not a time to set aside drinking.
Or worry about that on Tuesday.
Real quick, as we talk about drinking, Dom, you know, for the very first time, and you and I have been going to DPW events. This will be my ninth consecutive Democratic Party convention.
Oh, wow, man.
Broadcast usually, but not always, because now they've shifted to a Saturday-Sunday event format. And I did talk to one of the fine staffers at the DPW, Nick. I said, Nick, man, you're killing me. We got to have a Friday-Saturday event. I said, I get it. Off year this year, you're fine. Do whatever you got to do. Can't change the brochures now. But next year is an election year. And if you want the Devil's Advocates broadcasting the greatest radio show ever across the state of Wisconsin, the DPW convention, I said some of our greatest shows ever have been from Radio Row on Friday night.
Oh, we were so fun.
On the air with Mike Tate when the federal judge, Barb Crabb, dropped the same-sex marriage ruling. I mean, Tate, then the Democratic Party chair, teared up. So did Halsey when we took him off campus and hotboxed the car with Brett Halsey in the backseat. He was running a distant second to Mary Burke for the gubernatorial nomination that year. But this year, Dom, and I know your wife has her birthday that Saturday. And it's a Saturday, so what are you going to do? You're going to go to your wife's party. I know the answer. But for the first time ever, Civic Media is going to have a hospitality room.
Ooh.
We're going to do it right. We're going to burn it down.
Congratulations, honey. We're moving the party to Green Bay for the DPW. You got free beer.
Free beer. Well, free to those in attendance at the hospitality. If you're going to the DPW convention, you got to party at the Civic Media. I'm telling you, if there ain't no party like a Civic Media party, you're going to miss Dom, but I'll be there. And bring your own food, because I missed the sign up for the food. So if you're partying late night with ours, the beer is free, but the food, you better bring a Big Mac from home or whatever.
We got a vending machine in the lobby.
Green Bay this year. And then I got to decide if I'm doing a double header, because the Republicans are the following weekend, and guess where they're at? La Crosse.
Oh, really?
They're going to our old alma mater city.
Is it also a weekend?
That is a weekend. And, Well, they do like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. They wrap it all up with a prayer breakfast, thoughts and prayers on Sunday morning. But they do a Friday night. It would be much easier to broadcast from the Republican convention. Media friendlier, which is all I care about. You know, we actually have audience on some Fridays, not usually Memorial Day Friday, which is why you'll get a rerun coming down the pike tomorrow. But let's get to the final caller. So, party at the Civic Media thing. I got the good party spot, I think. We'll see. You'll have to come to the convention to find out for sure.
DPW, what, June 10th?
June 10th. Saturday, June 10th. And June 11th, the Sunday, because no one ever gets up with a smile on their face for the speeches on Sunday morning through the monstrous hangover. But, you know, that's how they do it now, Dom.
The rookies, he's got to stay up all night.
I told them, they've already voted on next year. I said, recount. Recount. Dynamo Dave, final thoughts, man. What's going on the grill this weekend?
Hey, Dave.
How's the charismatic Creedy and the debonair Dom doing?
We're like a minute to the weekend, dude. So we're doing pretty good.
Hey, man. Hey. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So, hey, wasn't there this John Lewis Voters' Rights Act that was introduced back in, I don't know, 2020 or something like that? Why can't Mr. Biden make that an executive order?
We can't even solve the debt crisis here, Dynamo Dave. I don't know about the restoration of voting rights, and obviously that's a very noble thought. You'd like to see a bipartisan effort, but it ain't going to happen. We'll be lucky if we don't default for the new lineup coming June 5th right here on Civic Media. Come back, Native Roots Radio, and Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish.
The devil, I'm going to kick your ass.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
ABC News. I'm